Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is, that smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, it's been another fantastic week, and now it's another fantastic day. And I'm looking forward to a little run out of town tomorrow with my buddy Mitch and my son Seth. We're going to visit a steakhouse down in El Paso. And I just love steak, so I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I hope you're enjoying your day, and I hope that you too have an event or a trip in the near future to look forward to. This is the Jason Kirkman Show, so sit back, relax, enjoy the music, and give the stressors the day off. You'll be glad you did. Let's get started with all the fun we have here every week right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And they're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, because so lonely, baby. Well, you will be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
That was Elvis Presley with Heartbreak Hotel. Here's Coco Taylor with Big Boss Man.
Big boss man,
Here's Jerry Reed with a great song called Freeborn Man.
Well, I was born down in the Southland, yes I was, some 20 odd years ago. Well, I ran away from home for the first time when I was only 4 years old. I'm a freeborn man. Got my home here on my back, yes I have. And I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. I got a gal in Cincinnati, a woman in San Antonio. I always loved the gal next door, but any place is home. I'm a freeborn man. Got my home here on my back. And I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Song. You may not approve of the way I talk, but you will like the way I'm gone. I'm a freeborn man. I got my home here on my back. And I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
I'm a freeborn man. Manuel Cotto Martinez, age 70, was charged recently with selling illegal horse meat, a state felony that is punishable by at least 1 year in prison. Police raided a horse slaughterhouse operation in rural Miami-Dade, and they arrested the elderly gentleman accused of selling undercover cops the illegal meat for $7 a pound. The case is believed to be the first time in southern Florida that investigators actually documented the sale of horse meat in the highly secretive black market. I didn't know there was such a thing. In recent years, carcasses of butchered horses have been found in the rural areas as well as on the dinner tables. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else will do. What am I longing for each lonely night? To feel your lips to mine, to hold you tight. You'll be the only girl my whole life through. Oh, nobody else will do. I want you close to me, that's all I know. I want you all the time, because darling, I love you so. If not for you, what am I living for? If not for you, what am I living for? If not for you, baby, nobody else will do. Will do. Oh, nobody else will do.
John Wayne once said, "All battles are fought by scared men who'd rather be someplace else."
Lucy, please come back. such a wonderful star.
The Jason Kirkman Show is proudly underwritten by SudsySoapery.com. And you know, for a couple of weeks now, I've told you just how excited I am about the products at SudsySoapery.com. I've told you that I've turned my bathroom into my own personal spa with their rejuvenating products. It's like a cup of morning coffee for your skin. But now I have to tell you that I'm even more excited because I no longer have to place new orders. Nope. You see, I've subscribed to their automatic delivery service at MySudsyCrate.com. It's so convenient. And the checkout code is still the word Jason. SudsySoapery.com and now MySudsyCrate.com.
Once there was a mountain man who couldn't write his name, yet he deserves a front row seat in history's hall of fame. He forgot more about the Indians than we will ever know. He spoke the language of the Sioux, the Blackfoot and the Crow.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, let your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. He spoke with General Custer and said, listen, yellow hair, the Sioux are a great nation, so treat them fair and square. Sit in on their war council, don't laugh away their pride. But Custer didn't listen, at Little Bighorn Custer died.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. There are poems and there's legends that tell of Carson's fame. Yet compared to Jim Bridger, Kit was civilized and tame. These words are straight from Carson's lips if you place such store by him. If there's a man who knows this God-forsaken land, it's Jim.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim.
That was Johnny Horton with Jim Bridger. Here's Johnny Cash and June Carter with Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan plan.
Well, now we got mad in a fever, harder than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the car went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson ever since.
Here's the great Sam Cooke with Cousin of Mine.
There's a scandal in the neighborhood, and it's all about Julie Brown. It seems a long-lost cousin Jeremiah had lately arrived in town. Now when Julie's fella came to call and saw them kissing, he started home at once. But Julie said, I'm surprised that you don't go acting like a dunce. Why, he's a cousin of mine, a cousin of mine. You're liable for to see him here any old time. He's a cousin of mine, a cousin of mine. He said, honey, that may be so, but this fella don't look like a 32nd cousin that I met here a week ago. Julie smiled at him and joined her cousin's side, and as they slowly walked away, he heard him ask, who was that fella? And he heard his Julie say, why, he's a cousin of mine, a cousin of mine. You're liable for to see him here any old time. He's just a cousin of mine, a cousin of mine. Gone, he's a cousin of mine. Would I fool you?
Well, friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and a special thanks goes to all the stations and networks that carry the program. You can check them all out by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com and clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. Now, I would like to remind you that if you're planning on any getaways or vacations before the end of the year, there's always Southern New Mexico to consider. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of those sites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Again, don't forget that today's program is brought to you by sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com. And don't forget, this is even more important, to spend time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. I'm going to leave you with a great song by the Statler Brothers. It's called Do You Remember These? And I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station for the Jason Kirkman Show. Have a great week and God bless.
Saturday morning, cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Duty Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Great Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants.
Howdy doody, tooty fruity, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Prize, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman in lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back then?
To boatneck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's word and a dirty burden of double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing close, a little more on jokes and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas, course, Roy Rogers, horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, pitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes.
Knock, knock jokes, who's there?
Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. What do? We remember these?